Federal Judge Vaughn Walker rejected AT&T's motion to withhold evidence from the Electronic Frontier Foundation in its suit against the telecom for handing over customer calling records to the National Security Agency without a warrant. Judge Walker placed the documents under seal. Whistleblower and retired AT&T technician Mark Klein gave the Electronic Civil Rights Group the documents that outline AT&T's cooperation with a national security agency in spying on millions of AT&T customers, calling and email records. Jim Brosnahan is the attorney for Mark Klein.
All the emails, all the telephones that are connected to the emails, and all the web browsings go through the AT&T facility in those cities, and it goes into a secret government room. What he knows has never been classified, never been declared top secret. He's not cleared. He was never cleared. Everything that he did all this time was never top secret.
The suit is largely based on Klein's documents that show the NSA equipped secret rooms at AT&T offices in San Francisco, Seattle, San Jose, Los Angeles, and San Diego to wiretap AT&T customers. The foundation claims AT&T engaged in criminal activity, but AT&T is claiming immunity. Mark Bien, spokesperson for AT&T, says the company engaged in no wrongdoing.
AT&T does not provide customer information to law enforcement agencies or government agencies without legal authorization. We have an obligation to assist law enforcement and other government agencies responsible for protecting the public welfare, whether it be an individual or the security interests of an entire nation. If and when AT&T is asked by government agencies for help, we do so strictly within the law and under the most stringent conditions.
The Bush administration is also seeking to dismiss the lawsuit against AT&T, invoking a state secret privilege. The federal assistant attorney general, Carl Nichols, claims documents used in the lawsuit would violate the interests of national security. Nichols asked the court to dismiss the suit and close the hearings to the public. But foundation attorneys argue the information used in the suit against AT&T is public knowledge and not a state secret. Attorney Cindy Cohen says spying on millions of citizens is more of a threat to national security interests.
I think it's pretty hard to say that the wholesale turning over of millions of innocent Americans' communications is at all necessary to help keeping us secure. In fact, I think the reports that we're getting back out of the government about this is, to the extent that that's happening, it's undermining their ability to figure out who the bad people are, because this flood of information, you know, more haystacks doesn't help you find the needles.
Judge Walker declined the assistant attorney general's motion to close the public hearings. Arguments on whether the suit against AT&T would violate state secret privilege will be heard on June 23rd. Reporting from San Francisco, I'm Christina Onnestad.